Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting third. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fourth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Kraus. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Lou Kraus. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Voss. Batting third. The right fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Voss, who is chasing the ball. Campaneris reaches third base with a triple. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Campaneris scores. One out. It's 1-0, Athletics. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kraus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Voss moves to second. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cater. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Cater steals second. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. the White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gosger. Melton reaches second base with a double. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Melton scores. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing center field. Pete Ward now playing left field. Bill Voss now playing right field. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is called out on strikes. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Campaneris hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagliarani takes first base on ball 4. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-1 in the game. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-1 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kraus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-1 in the game. Gosger hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barry. Cater reaches second base with a double. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Cater trying to get to home. Barry throws the ball into Josephson, who tags Cater, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0-for-1 in the game. Kraus takes first base on ball 4. Jackson moves to second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Donaldson takes first base on ball 4. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Donaldson. The throw from Josephson and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barry, who is chasing the ball. Bando reaches third base with a triple. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bando scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-2 in the game. Rudy hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-2 in the game. Gosger hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Voss hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kraus hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kraus for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ramon Webster now playing first base. Danny Cater now playing left field. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-2 in the game. Josephson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Webster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Webster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Melton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Donaldson bunts in front of the plate. Josephson fields it and throws to first for the out. Campaneris moves to second. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Campaneris steals third. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Bando hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Josephson fields it and tags Campaneris for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Tim Cullen. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar pinch runs for Russ Snyder. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alomar moves to second. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Voss hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gosger. Ward reaches second base with a double. Alomar scores. Aparicio goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, White Sox. Buddy Bradford pinch runs for Pete Ward. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 3 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gosger throws the ball into Webster, who tags McCraw trying to return to first, for the out. Bradford scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing left field. Sandy Alomar now playing second base. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 3 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cater hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.